Totally. And we can against totally and became against also and totally merged in what sense gratification. What is the reason? Can you? Very shortly.
Some reasons are there. One reason is they do not get good sadhusanga. When they do not get good sadhusanga, then they dry up in their devotional activities. And then very slowly, then they start to give up. Also, because they make aparad. Because of aparad. When one makes aparad, then even though for some time one may be performing the devotional activities, but actually there will be no benefit. It said that making Vaishnava aparad is like mad elephant offense. And either the devotional creeper is completely uprooted and broken, or it's broken and the person dries up. So basically because of this, Vaishnava aparad, and especially Guru aparad, not following the order of Gurudev, then because of this, then one dries up and eventually they give up, they lose taste and give up the practice of devotional service.
Shyamrani. Mathura Nath can come
this
like
one.
This?
This one.
Right, so here.
Yeah, this.
Srila Gurudev explained himself.
What are you doing? You should sit down. Easily sit. Why restless? Don't disturb anyone. Sit down.
Srila Gurudev explained in an entire lecture in San Francisco that this is a very critical time when devotees have given up their gross sense objects, their home, families. On one side, they've given that up, but on the other side, they have no taste for chanting or Hari Katha. So this is a very critical time. You can go one way or the other. Without sadhu sangha, without hearing regularly from advanced devotees, one will then become weak. Srila Gurudev gave the example of, even in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's association, that devotee,
Krishnadas,
although he was doing so much service for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he never inquired about advancement in bhakti or about Krishna's qualities or pastimes or name. Although he was doing so much service and he was so fortunate in that way, still, because he wasn't constantly hearing and he had no taste for hearing, when the gypsies came around, he became attracted by a bhattachari or a gypsy girl and left Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's association, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had to personally go and drag him back by the ear. And later on, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "Now you stay, I won't continue having you as my servant." On the other hand, Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, who we heard about yesterday, right from the beginning, he was hearing from Yadananda Acharya, Srila Haridas Thakur, and then Swarup Damodar, Gadadhar Pandit, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself. And so he became detached from his wife, who was so beautiful, like Miss Universe, and he never again became attached again. So if the
and he never said personally to so many are very interested to said personally Gurudev, but not
hearing,
no taste, they will fall down. They may fall down. How Gurudev or Vaishnava or Krishna will be happy, they don't see. They see their own happiness. Oh, very good. All will tell that. What? Oh, he is serving personal service. But how Gurudev will be pleased? Oh, by messaging. No. If whole world will come and message Swami, Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, then what will be? He will die in one day. So how he will be pleased? There are so many services. Rupa Goswami never messaged. I have never heard. Not written. Rupa Raghunath Swarup Damodar Raya Raman. What they did? Services. More than anyone. So we should try to know how he is satisfied. This was the fault with Bharat. Bharat, brother of Ram. He went to forest to bring her brother and to give the position of king. But he never knew that how Ram is placed. So he was trying. And when Janak told, then, what doing? Oh, if you'll weep, I will twist your ears. What I told?
Bharat was trying all means to please himself that Ram should come and take the throne. But he never understood what Ram had the desire.
So we should know the desire of worshipable deity, guru, gauranga, devotees and all this. Understand? Otherwise we will fall down. She remembers, her intelligence is so high. She remembers what I told in
San Francisco.
Totally. He followed and note down. You should try to be like her. She remember one, my each and all words.
She can call the date.
Yeah, date, everything. And
what happened?
What I told.
December 22nd.
So you should. Otherwise, this time is very critical. If test has not come. And you have left everything. Sense gratification and everything. But if not test, and if you are not in a good association, very soon you will leave all this. And then also, it is bound to be offenses in the lotus feet of Vaishnava and Guru. And that is second step. And third step to emerge in worldly sense gratification. So don't be like this in your future. Whether I am present or not, you should be so bold. Create a test in chanting and remembering. Deep reading, thoroughly knowing. And whether in worldly life, family life or not family life, detached from that and attached to Krishna and Harikatha. First attached to Harikatha and chanting them. Otherwise, I am here present and you are all doing well, and when I will be not present in this world, then you will fall down. But I don't want to make all these things. So you should very beginning, very, very careful for this. I know that he was first brahmachari. Also all, Mathuranath also. He has so many sticks of his Gurudev on his back. Perhaps we can see also some scraps. You?
Gokul.
48 times in one class. Record. World record. 48 times.
48 times.
One class.
And that image is still. But still, he has so many free wills.
Independent.
I fear for him.
I fear for me.
I'm here, watching, looking all to all. So many are okay. And if you have noticed, in chanting and remembering, then you may fall down at any time. Be very careful. Otherwise, anyone cannot save you. In my presence you should try to create taste in name, in chanting, in hearing Harikatha, in all this. Otherwise, you must not run here and there. Be one pointed. Diksha Guru one, but Shiksha Guru also one. There may be so many, but among them one should be prominent, the Shiksha Guru also, to follow. Otherwise, no faith.
But then this Krishnadas Kaviraja, he was saying Sri Rupa and Raghana, they had two problems.
Like that, they are one, Sikhs are one.
Wonderful.
They are Sikhs, but one.
Same.
Like this. Shyamananda Narottam and Shyamananda Prabhu Narottam Ashwini. Oh, they are one. So we should try to Gaur Paramanande. At once, sir. Give. And, sir, I have no time. I have to return. Okay.
Gurudev, you were talking about Shiksha and Diksha Guru, and you can only have one Diksha Guru, though you can have many Shiksha Gurus. What if somebody took Harinam from Prabhupada, our Prabhupada, or another bona fide Guru, Harinam, and he took Diksha Guru from you? Now, you can only have one Diksha Guru, so yet they had Harinam initiation from Prabhupada. So what
both
is the
are one
situation?
Here. We are each other favorable. I am also thinking him like my
Shiksha Guru.
So this is one, not another. So but if there are tug of war between them, Shiksha Guru, then useless.
So when it says you can only have one Diksha Guru, suppose somebody asks that person a question, who is your Diksha Guru, that they will say Gurudev and Prabhupada like that?
Yeah, no harm. No harm.
No
harm.
She asked also, what about Gopal mantra?
Yeah, if somebody asked me, their Harinam guru is Srila Gaura Govinda Maharaj, and then they only got Gopal mantra so far from you, and they're not qualified, they said, to get Diksha, the rest of the Diksha mantras, then what's the situation? Are you still their Diksha guru?
Oh. Gopal mantra was given by
first,
all acharyas. No all monks. Nine. Only that was doing. But later on, our acharya thought that it is somewhat better. And then they used to do. Otherwise, only Gopal mantra was diksha. So if Gopal mantra is there, they should sing that. They can offer, they can read, they can meditate, Ashtakali, Lila, and all other things. They may be qualified. Oh, keep it out.
And,
oh, cold air is coming.
Close. So,
Gaur Paramanande. No, distribute. Oh. What?
That's your question.
I wanted to ask, if someone has Gopal mantra from you, is it the imperative that they take full Diksha mantra?
It is like full mantra. But yet, if Gurudev wants that they should give in all mantra, it is okay. But anyhow, anyone was not initiated by all mantras, and he is only initiated by only Gopal mantra, or his diksha is complete. No more. I know. Mahaprabhu, after Mahaprabhu, all acharyas get only Gopal mantra. Even not come back. After some days, they make. And it was thought that, okay. Even in Sajiya, all mantra are not given, only Gopal mantra and Kamgayatri after.
Who started
but now, Srila Prabhupada and Bhakti Vinod Thakur, and before this, they thought that it will be better to give all months. Oh, quickly, I want to return back very soon.
It was better to give Guru Mantra and...
Oh, yes, sir.
You want to take something for spirit?
You should,
yes,
why not...
give everybody, quickly.
You should give everyone now.
Thus ends the morning darshan at the house of Lila Sukh Prabhu in Mulambar on the 18th of February 2002. Hare Krishna.